Fire me at once. End of an hour. Oh, I told him. Aspire me at once. The further it is, aspire that you would have to give the document over to a Ben Chasu for it to work. And of course, then the question becomes, who is the Ben Chasu? See, here's a fascinating thing. As long as it's a figment of our imagination, it's a phantom, it doesn't really exist, we want to discuss
matters, we don't hold our way. Obviously, we're both going with assumptions.
monetary matters, you can find the best, either any three jokers, any three jokers who master Lippachat Machma, or you need a best which is accepted by the entire community, or that was appointed officially in the city, etc., etc. That's a tough thing. One second. That's a tough thing to crack, but that's exactly who it is. Okay. Next question. For this, would this be true according to the Rambam? Is the Rambam also basing himself on Hefter, Ben, and Hefter? The Rambam also based upon it. Is that also based upon Hefter, Ben, and Hefter? So the Goyim can say yes. The Goyim can talk to them that says the Hilchos goes on everything before, but never changed their mind. So, the best kosher is Baba Ani and the Uzzah Shah, the Akhmet, the Uzzah Shah, the Rasono. The best is the Kul, the Gap, the Gorn, the Kul, the Boy, the best kosher, the last Kul, the Mom. But, says according to the Ramba, a regular Snap and a Havero, and so the best kosher. A Meaksim is enough. That's the Gorn, that's that. But also, it's also the idea of culture is based upon having a better culture to the Haramba. That's what it's going to say. So who is that culture? We have one. So I didn't tell you before. There are more of not, but we don't have one. So we only do have one. So what's the difference? I asked you to do. There are more referring to a case where they want to be not here that you do anything. That you have to have direct, confrontational, anti-Kiddushin power, usually we don't have that. But in monetary matters, even though they may impact on a guest, but impact on the marriage, we still apply the rules of Hefter, Ben, and Hefter, Imbiz, Manazel. Why? Why? I'll tell you that why. So the Dine Mavidus, we hold that you can have a case of Hefter, Ben, and Hefter. We're not going to be mocking either the deals that indirectly with a guest. Why? Number one, let's say Bezin is wrong. Let's say in real world that Bezin is not the power of the government. But they may have to write that for monetary case. And that impacts on the guest. Oh, you give the guest a clue of what the Bezin did. But Kumi is not a Gemelusa anyway. And even though he gave the guest of this thing and Bezin made a mistake, they didn't make a mistake about the guest itself. Especially since the Nas Machos Atmo, by the Starfat, by the Tnoya Makorah and Shimon Tess and Nafal Shiva. We don't have to agree with what we call it. Like, either it's top. So even if you'll say that it's not really binding, not really binding, it's a mistake in a monetary matter, and then the get is going to be okay anyway. Let's say, for example, I mentioned that there is Lakshmi to say, you cannot compare any view we have today to Takonashuv. Takonashuv! Hefka Bezin Hefka. Right? But there are those who argue that too. There are those who say that you cannot have Hefka Bezin Hefka, even if you're Shuv. Since Hashim is a Talmud. So what do they do about their Tanakh and Apashiv and Takonashuv? The answer is that even if they're wrong, but since it's the Kabbalah himself, but since there's a mistake in the Mahometans, you go for it, even though they attacked on the guest. I just wanted to point out to you this is very difficult because of these nuances over here. The part. Now, Rabotai, what I want to discuss is the question of the Shita Rambam. See that the Rambam concerning Asma. I mentioned before that the Rambam is against everybody. Let me review one more time. Everybody says that Asma, there was a Kenyan, but just it was just exaggerated. Some would call it Asma, so let's have a Kenyan with Bezin Chosun, which somehow would be quite after Bezin Heaven. According to the Rambam, and if you have no Kenyan is never a Scotch, traditional or unconditional. According to the Rambam, the other way around. If there was a Kenyan,
presumably there's never a problem. The problem is not when you obligate yourself with no kiddush. So believe it or not, if you do it unconditionally, it works. Again, it's not like a ride against itself. Make it conditional, doesn't work. That's the I tell you, start this year with Iran and assume it's a poof or aleph that I showed you in the beginning. Fine. So now on both sides, let's go back to Chachmei Shvar. So I told you that Chachmei Shvar is only the Amulish Kutov. Quote the Rambam. What? Quote the Rambam. The Chassar HaSmachta is what is no Kenyan. Whereas the Kenyan is no problem. So the Chila entry is a Kenyan. The Chila does not require a Kenyan. So therefore, the Chila does not require a Kenyan. So therefore, like we can say, it's not the son of HaSmachta. According to Shitas HaRamba. The Chila, which does not require a Kenyan, is the equivalent of a case with a weather Kenyan. I repeat. The Chila, which does not require a Kenyan, is the equivalent of a case where there was a Kenyan. And where there was a Kenyan, the Rambam holds that there's no sin of Asmachta. So too, in the case of Mechila, there's no Asmachta. So it's perfect. They unconditional obligation with conditional Mechilas. That's how the simple reading of the Rambam would be. That's the case. The shot in the Rambam that it's private alone works with words alone. It's not the pshat that it's private with words alone does not require a kinyan. If you like mechila, the pshat is private with words alone that is a kinyan. It's a funny nuance. But say now, it's private with words alone is a kinyan. Mechila doesn't require a kinyan. That's a very tenuous distinction. So I wanted to suggest a radical step. I think it's evident, so.
Why not?
What's wrong with this?
Why
do you want to see,
it's not like,
you learn
Sanhedrin,
it's not a threat for anything. Okay, you're right. Post Sanhedrin is a Kaddish. That's it. See from here. The Chila general does not require a kiddush. Just not often the most. The nearer, lovely ride in the Chila and the Kenyan, from here, and all one pose in the Chila and I require it. Fine. I wanted the following suggestion, listen carefully. All on my both sides, I want this amazing form. I think it's true though. The Chila and I on both sides, for care. The fact that the Chila does not require a Kenyan led us to believe that the sky of the world doesn't require a Kenyan. What is the Mechila? Mechila is an effective Mechila. Mechila is like, I obligate myself, and Mechila is like, waive your obligation. Comes the same thing? Anything unconditional, I can forgive your obligation, and I can create my own obligation. There's no fundamental distinction here I'm suggesting now between the Mechila and Mechila. Mechila works with Dvarim alone, so does the Mechila. So why the Chachmei Shvar distinguish between one and what? Help out! Between one and what? It's Chayvus and Mechila. So the answer is like this. All based on Akasha, we based on the other Tetzmishna. On that Rambam Chachmei Shvar, Tetzmishna is a fundamental question. According to the Rambam, we'll go back. Whenever you have an actual opinion, there's no going to be a response. What happens if you're going through hoops over here? And the answer is given by all the acronyms. The reason I'm going through hoops is because the kingdom would be ineffective. Why ineffective? For a variety of reasons which you do. The kingdom would be ineffective. You cannot make an obligation to make it for reasons which you do. What? It takes confidence power. The guy wants to obligate himself to a lot of money.
to go to the field, just pick up a handkerchief, write a document, and that's it. Home free, there's no other cops anymore. So the Sman, the Taz say, you're right, but it can't be done. Technically speaking, it can't be done. Reasons will be soon. But Mechila, catch it now, can be done. So it's dead now, the kid is just with it all, it's not right now, it's an unbelievable kid. The Kairos and the Kila are identical. If you do it unconditionally, you don't need a kid. If you do it conditionally, you do need a kid. Even the Kila requires a kid if it's conditional. What's the point of conflict start? Simple. Comments are have no way of creating a tithe in this situation for a variety of reasons. A conditional tithe. You couldn't do it. They couldn't find an opinion way to handle it. They made an unconditional obligation. And then a conditional mechila. The Rambam says, quote Comments are, that the conditional mechila must be in one word. Everyone's simple. Tumul, one word. The word is Me'asha. You should have seen this in the Rambam Talmud. I never got this far. The most mystical. We didn't get this far yet. You have a Sabbath to Shabbat. Because I don't want to go back to the Rambam. Mechila. Rambam's going to follow. So how do you talk to these five? You may have this in the point in Ebenezer. What's the instrument? No, the field is not accurate. Here, Me'asha was not found. It never measured. This was not as we made it for this page. The Divya Rambam. It's not lost, it's the Divya Rambam, but it's consistently called the verbatim. So you look inside, it's just involved, and I'll read it from the Makabe, the Makabe, and Sip Tezayin here, and Mezayin, but this one. The Pachmi is far worse than the Akasas Masa. Pachmi also. Conan is there to find a Chaber Merginer. The Akha Shakir Asma Konmi Baal Kovo to Kozman. The Yiyah Kaf, or Shiyah to Kaf. And we call them Mokolo Me'afto. So the whole world civil. Me'afto. Who is Me'afto? Me'afto. And the Ebbets of Kinyin, and there's no smack in the fire from the Rambam. So what's going on? There's a cloud before Rambam with the top of his fire. Everyone's civil to that question. Not telling the answer. There's no fundamental difference in the tribe of the kid and the healer. If it's without condition, you don't need a kidney. If it's with a condition, you do need a kidney. If you need a kidney, that's even Yaksho. Remember, that handkerchief goes back. It's called so kinyano. That's the point you speak about in that Rambam. So the healer has to be done in Yaksho right now. So it shouldn't be a problem called so kinyano. If I forgive you a debt, Rami is Mechadish and Mechila Tluya, what they got that phone call. Mechila Tznai requires a kinyan. So I want to forgive you for $1,000 that you owe me. I forgive it to you, or outright, Yaakov, I forgive you $1,000. You go, well, Aiden, good enough. If I want to forgive it to you, if you get me those signs from the phone call, so then I have to have all the kinyan. Whichever you work about, how do you feel? I am giving something to you. So you have to give something to me, you have to give me your handkerchief. Right? Give me your handkerchief. Give me your handkerchief, I pick it up. And now, you give me your handkerchief, I'm merciful you the $1,000 tonight. But Me'afsho. So I'm going to give you right back the handkerchief, and then it's going to be all over. That's what I mean, Me'afsho. So I'm thinking, Kiddush Godol. There's no difference in trinity between the Kiddush and the Kiddush and the Kiddush. In both cases, if it's unconditional, you don't need opinion. And if it's conditional, you do need a kinyan. And that's the Me'afsho. Whenever you use a hack, it must be Me'afsho. Yeah, no. It has to be Me'afsho. The Hebrew alone is also still the culture. All the time it's the Me'afsho. Unless you use a star. You start it now. Star is excellent. Star can make it a character for later on.
Have it as
right?
Right.
part?
Siddukim.
Yes.
The left side of the Rizal.
The left side of the Rizal.
The left side of the Rizal. Here's the one in the Rambam. They don't quote the Midim
Rizal.
That's the
one in the Rizal. That's the one in the first star.
The first star. The first star. What?
It's 4,000, right?
Yeah.
The first one is
You know what? You know what? Yeshua's right. I have to ask for Chassidus from Machaber. I said Machaber didn't quote it verbatim because I had a plan against it. No, I realize that I have a smell going on. The Machaber, the first one came from Storis. When it's Storis, you don't need me after. If it's the storm, it's like, well, if you don't have me after, what's the Storis? No! No, why come out of school? Have this with Lamore. You notice it's not out now. That's the thing you don't know about. Soon action goes bad, it's no good. You have a star, that's no problem. That's a rabbi I told you before, sort of. Then my answer is Kasha. So according to the Rambam, one six says love, why did the rabbi listen so up? Did my other star ask the question? What did I answer you? There was no star. Now I realize the rabbi is no star. Because I'm a student of the Lamore. If there be a star, you wouldn't say Kolta. This is not important now, I'm talking to you. You see, Klaram right, the Kolta there was no star. So if that's the staff, the Rabbi was no star. He would have an end with a star. With a star, he may ask some. Gevaldig. Oh, ah. Gevaldig, yeah. I have to ask the people. I was a single time against the Machaber. Why he paraphrased that? Why didn't he quote it verbatim? No, I'm a fool. He's right, but he's been so much stories over here. So much stories. Stories no Tulsa. That's what stories you don't need to do in the action. Oh, you're devolved now. So sweet. The Macabre, the Tulsa mission without a star. He's fun of the other, you need the action. Both in this time, it's not even a feeler. But here, over here, the star that is for the action at all, no Tulsa. Oh, Gavaldi, thank you for answering the question. But to repeat, it's all the teaching of the Rambam, from both sides. The Rambam and Hilchos Tzitzis. It's Perek Shas, Halacha Yud-Gimel, which someone asked me about earlier today, seems to disagree with the whole concept of Asmachta as known by other Rishonim. According to other Rishonim, Asmachta only applies to an exaggerated thumb. Al Suzuki, as opposed to what? Mato. He saw the whole thing, he saw it in Ebenezer. The Rambam doesn't say that. I looked it up. Mato and Al Suzuki, he doesn't say Al Suzuki is exaggerated. Al Suzuki is a slum cut to set amount. Never said a word about exaggerated. To set amount, a conditional obligation for a set amount, that's your own fault, that's not. But apparently, conditional obligation for an amount that's not exactly set, that's not called Asmachta. He writes as follows. The nation of Posek al Asmos of a Kotus, because they should know my Arahi Asmachta. And the Hisma, the Yashan, the Mechva, who the Fichel Gama Vashimir Asmos. Not do that. Doesn't say it's a little, it's a lot. No question, the question of whether it's fixed or not fixed. Done by everybody in town, who would you? So we asked the question, I think, last year. I think. I've got the answer. The Rambam says, why have to pay? He says, from all the way out of the He explains, because we'll call class over cousin. Then at the end, he says, that if you obligate yourself $1 million or $1,000 for cousin, you don't have to pay the cousin, that's not so. You have to pay the main for anyway. Why? You should rule out why. If you didn't obligate yourself properly, you shouldn't have to pay that amount of money. But if you have to pay it anyway, because everyone is signed, the one who has not to begin with. That problem I can't solve today. I think that we have to calculate ourselves it up. But one final conclusion, and that is that the as follows. Listen carefully. Listen. The Ma is the Tottenham Dalit by asking to seek what the best of it. And the Taz in Sif Hezayim says, listen carefully please, two important things. One, that you can't obligate yourself to money which you don't have yet. That's why this private says wouldn't work in a normal situation over there by the conference fire. Just run the file of the post, the first post, the third apple. Every impoverished person obligates himself to $7 million. We assume it works. And the private assumes that it doesn't work. And then the Stevens, at the end of the class, seems to say the time is wrong. One second. Hold on a second. The 1 minute. The Taz also says that the Chila al-Tanai requires a Kenyan, and he quotes it in the case of Shara. I'm going to deter it tonight. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to make every party pick up a handkerchief, and then the title then is in there with Shara. That means if we decide to make a compromise, 50-50, 60-40, 90-10, they have, in effect, being merciful to 10% of the common to them. They have to do Kenyan. Why? For the Chila, the money which is there, the common to them. The answer is, Mechila, what he calls Mechila Tluya, she's a Kenyan. As we said before, from the Rambam. So Mechila Al-Tanai requires a Kenyan because it's going to be the problem of an Al-Tanai without the Kenyan. I just wanted to point that out to you, and that's just the side. The intricacy of whether the Taz is right, because in the team it's the Taz is Shver, and the Maj, everything's Shver. There's the intricacy of the Kenyan, and why you can't make a Kenyan, that'll have to lead you from today, so they want to go to Sunday and talk about the Chayrim and the Knaas and the Shua and the Nawa. No, you have to have a you can stop it for one and all. Right.
Sounds good.
Okay, let's go slower. All right, let's read it together. Ezra Hashem Yisbara. Lamazatov. Ya'ala v'yitzmach v'gan rosa v'Hashem atov yom atov v'tov 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 v'tov. That's just poetry. Hamagin mereshis akris v'yitzen shentov v'yitzen 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 Tov, Ratov, Devatov, Matatov, here is Jesus. Where is Jesus? There is Jesus. The Nidru, Behutsu, Behani, Trea, Son. You said, Echad, Harav, Hagoin, Oreno, Harav. Hey, if anybody, we are Rabba Rosha, or Rabba Zor, and Hava, Hava Stugana, Hava Manubu. Hey. Moreno, Harav, blank. That's the Behut, not the Chut. Chut is father. All of it is to know. A constant blank. Okay, that's one thought. You start saying the Arava Rosh Marina Arava blank. Home we start Vito Akala Sula blank. Okay, this is the modern two stones. Rachel's stone. Arava Zohen Akosin Anal Yisrael Mazatov in the Shotov of the Slacha is Akala Sula Anal the Kuba the Kibushin that most of you throw. By a reason, by a limul, of Zeb, Yizob, of Zubi Zesh, and Abraham, and Mamad Olam. By Kishu Zubi Nesfeim, Shalom, and Shalom, Yizuru, and Shalom, and Abba, Acha, and Reyes, or of Shalom, and Shalom, and Shalom. Period. This is Ben. Even Rav Moshe is not like this. Doesn't say anything. We'll see, but we'll see soon in the mission. We'll see in a minute. Who is Eilas Tia, the Amra Hen. They asked the Kalim, said yes. He's going to marry God. Harav going Lorraine Harav blank the Chayavis Asmo the Halvishes of the Noah Chosin think they cover the Shabbos Yomtiv full of hole Shiachar and the Gidim the Tishvot my son is like Kalim the Tishvot make sure the son is ready to take him to sin or maybe take him what's the answer one called no, what's the answer one called whatever it is
depend on which he is, the Bichvodo. And they give him Matana to the Caliph, Bichvodo. Bichvodo, I should say, Amen, how which he is to the Caliph present. Or Rabbi Gorn, or any Rav, Brian, the Chayyavet, Atul, the Halbet, the Bichvodo, the Caliph, the Bichvodo, the Shabbat, the Bichvodo, the Bichvodo, the Bichvodo, the Bichvodo. Manach after the Mazel Tov, the Shot Tov, the Shlach, the Mosa, the Shabbat, the Shabbat, the Shabbat, the Shabbat, the Shabbat, the Shabbat, the old one said, you know, that's your Rabbi the Fahad Liel, Kiblu Aleim, Shnei Atzadim, Va'ashir L'Kayim. You see here, the thing after the word L'Kayim, he left out the main punchline. You see, even the Shmeta left out the main punchline. Confused me. Orin Kablan, that's Ayin Kul. Mishad Achos, when Arava Goyin, blank. Like Arava Gvir, would you say. Orin Kablan means the co-signer, the one who's taking responsibility, in case the person backs out. The truth of the matter is, it doesn't make any sense the way it says it. Or Kabbalah for what? Or Kabbalah means that if you bring egg, I'll reimburse. But it makes no sense. There's no monetary penalty. This doesn't read straight as it stands. They left out the key line there. This makes no sense as it stands. So I can't blame the rabbi from Brooklyn who last week didn't put in a clear. What the rabbi did was, or if Kabbalah, instead of Boston, rabbi, he put in the same name as the Bechut. Again. The Bechut is an Arab Kabbalah. It's a joke. You can know what I am cooked, man. He says, you know what I want. I am cooked. But it doesn't make sense. That is the way it is because there's no financial penalty. So he wrote the same thing again. The Bechut the same again. It's meaningless anyway. He would have written someone else. It's Baruch Tager. It's the Arab Kabbalah. For what? There's no financial penalty. There's no number. That's not, you'll see the mission, that's not the main concept, that's why it really is the blow. You'll see soon. But you're right. No, the Uri is right. You should say, in all common, that you have to be able to pay the autonomous and the clothes, and the economic. Oh, there is some means too. Huh? It's from an opposite, but it's also sanitized. You'll see soon. Let's say they get married, and of course it's understood that the father is a bringing his son a whole wardrobe of five sins. Right? Yeah. We have to try to give him the agriculture. When I gotta help him out, who else is gonna help him out? Yeah. I know. It's kind of like the water that stuff coming right away. So you want that to happen, and yeah, sure. After the 3 days after the wedding, she says, look, where all the clothes your father got you? Now, but here's the wardrobe, empty. A blow. So come to Baruch and say, hey, Baruch. Far too simple, that's $500, $1,000. $1,000, you're an Arab Kabbalah. But she'll say, yeah, well, of course, clothes, all the tailor, right? I don't know where that's supposed to go. Fancy clothes, and that's not even. Yeah, sure, of course. The whole wardrobe, holds, you know. Okay. 3 days after the wedding, the wearer opens up empty. Bluff. But come to Uri with the Arab Kabbalah had a collar, $1,000, man. So you're right, there may be some meaning for it as far as the garments and the tunnels and things like that. But that's you'll see in a minute what the left out. I saw it on Monday. Last week. I was there, they used it. It's a fancy blue. I thought was my description of blue accurate? I want to know that. It's like a really less color of one minute. Didn't I give you a good shot in blue?
I don't understand in general. Whenever they have real to know, and that wasn't.
Whenever? I'm saying now. Sunday night is Brewer Park meeting for the Wall Street Emergency Fund. The Emergency Fund skips. Oh, it's the Monday night they used it, I was there. The Emergency Fund skips from, basically from afterwards, Son of the Tolkien. Actually, a little bit different. Emergency Fund, I have it with me. Oh, let me. I don't think I put it in my mind. Should have brought it. It could be much less than this. It doesn't say that much. The right quote is nothing. It has a few words. So over here, it's meant to be sown the day of the wedding. So it says, for example, it says, Kiderek, Vinay, Torah, Vyir, Hashem, Yisbara. That's what he has instead of Orach, Yom, Son of the Tolkien. That's what the Mishnah has. Then it says, at the time of the wedding,
Line, gives you a date. Today, tonight, that's for that day. All right? And then it says, doesn't have any Orav Kabbalah. There's nothing, no obligation. Doesn't say about the clothes, garnish. It doesn't say anything. No Orav Kabbalah. We'll see soon. There's going to be Orav Kabbalah too. We'll hold on. But Sazim, the Chuyavim, the Fakos, the Sarajim, the Heelam, the Hezekat, the Son. Which means, let's say, Baruch is my Orav Kabbalah. And I don't give my son the Chosin enough clothes. That is why the Kabbalah comes to the service to give him $1,000. If they have no money, they go to Baruch, they'll give him $1,000. I promise to pay Baruch $1,000. I don't have it today, I'm broke. Over the year, whatever, so I'm willing to make some money, I'll pay you back $1,000. Oh, Umachmas, here it is. Umachmas Kat, the Eidr Kat, the Sholom. Yisnagel Kisatana Shul. Here it is. So because of the, if there's any fight, which we already discussed, it, there's been a test, but there's going to be a fight 10 years later. Not a fight in the first 2 years if someone misunderstood, but a fight 10 years later would be an obligation of paying 10 zehuvim per week, as it says the Takana Shum. What's the dirt? Right? When someone dies the first year, everything goes back, and the first 2 years, half goes back, the second year. Panina and a Sodim and a Chosim and a Kala. We take it back to four photo ops. Four, right? Four times. Why Chosim and a Kala? And why? So from the financial obligation, who obligated himself financially? The parents, the fathers of the Chosim and a Kala. And who obligated to marry? The greatest sovereign, a Chosim and a Yisa, the mother of them. That's a Kala now. That's not the parents. That's the Chosim and a Kala himself obligated to get married at the short term of the spot. And we have Kenyan from them too. Kanina min Asalam and Akasam Akala, Tomad and Hosu, Kosam and Forest, and every mother Kosam and Kaibe, to look at Smack, look at Tilton, the story. So I call Shara the time, and I suppose, blank, young blank, no blank, no blank. Will the essence of Ace draw Akasam and Akala, Akasam and Akasam, blank, blank. And the Mechut doesn't sign mine, it's the Kosam and Kala. Somebody didn't have the Mechut Moses sign, he's one of the, in the Suba Til Kosam. Do I have a Suba Til Kosam here in the room? I have one in my area. I think if I recall correctly, they have the now the cost of cattle sign, the Mechutan of Oslo. We have a total of six signatures. Two agents, and the cost of Kala, and the two Mechutan. I think it's what it's over there. But there they don't have Takana Sum. Naksum, come on. Bring it to the Kala. Right then and there, I meditate. They take the star, bring it to the Kala. Start when they come back, then they break the plate, we'll see later. Oh, break the plate, they come to the ceremonia, certainly a photo op. And be careful to break the plate, but I know someone's cut himself, it's terrible. Be very careful. What? Not the gown, the cross can go to the emergency room. Yeah. I'm serious. But I was known to break the plate, it was a very tough plate. So they took it out of the napkin, and they still couldn't break the plate, but the first, break the plate. Boom, and it was like a big splash of wrist. And one of them slammed. They rushed into the emergency room. It was the doctor. There were all 160 doctors around the scene. They rushed to the emergency room, they stitched him up. Luckily, he bought an extra shirt. They come to your soldier, they get mad, bring an extra shirt. The shirt was bloody. I don't have any questions. They took off the jacket right away. Then the kids with the jacket, I guess, was whatever it was. But the dark color, whatever. You could throw it down. The kids are... You can't. I'm bringing extra shirt. Here. Sada Fosin, Sada Kala, Hafosin Akala. Has both. So I would have given this one to you. The reason I didn't give it to you was because... Hold on. Here, yeah. Manachasna, there's a shem, a Polish blank, cash blank. It's a favor. Then it says, Alosos blank, or a column instead of Hussein, or a column instead of column blank, etc.
No, but he's missing it too. But it's Bitturi's shot. It's an Orav Kav Al Hotzos. Right? Al Hotzos. Blank. Orav Kav Mishad HaFasim. But they left out the main punchline. Let me tell you what the real main punchline would have left out. Oh, so how I have more shop homes. Let me tell the main punchline that was left out. Yeah, not for him. I know the Chris these days. I don't know. Simon Chet and not for Shiva starts off the same way. A modern race after it, the whole story. Bokha, this, everything's exactly the same. Yavasa was recovered, fine. But look what he said over here. Yishtaro stachalitza nikolvonav tachina. It was a case of here, probably chalitza. That is going to be, take care of it, to be a torture. Right? And it also says, Yishtaro stachalitza. No, I know that. But somewhere in one of these two says that he's not himself. Yeah, here it is. So support, I met these last week. So support him for 2 years, doesn't exist in the other thing. Support him, so be Shah Hashizaka. All this new stuff is here. Either of Tat, or make a connoisseur. Fine. Hasna. Oh, I know why. What it's called. In this one. Who's going to pay for the wedding? That's what it is. Who's going to pay for the wedding? Because here's what it says. Hello, Tosh, man. But this was the day they split the wedding course in half, and they wanted it to split the cost of blank. Maybe only the father pay, maybe only the bride of the father pay, or the groom of the pay for the wedding. But here's the key line. Which is left out another one. The Imchas Mishalom. Yavar Echem and Asadam and Asnoim or Elim. And Asula or Mishasa. Yitain Tzad or Omer the Tzad of Mishayim. Eshem, I mean, it's the best thing. Reichsleer. What does that mean? If one will back out, they don't want to go through with it, they have to pay $100,000. Oh, that's from the sound of the baby. The digital sum. Eftim Reichsleer. Right. Right. That's the custom which they had over there. But the original custom, which is not particularly close to the back, which is part of yours, is as follows. Very careful. Yeah. Let me tell you where they left out. I have the list of it exactly. You see where it says over here? It says over here in our thing. La'ashir or la'kayim. See the bohar to the el, people are laying from their southern, la'ashir or la'kayim. That's worth writing down. This happens to the after a little star. I don't have to. I'll tell you what it says. I'm going to tell you what it says. Catch this. The Cherem Chomer Uvishvua Doraisa Uvishnaz Chachi Hamadunya. If any party backs out, it's a Cherem Chomer and the Shvua Doraisa not to back out. And T, in monetary terms, is a Knaz Chachi Hamadunya. That means if the party brings in an heirloom, and each party brought in hundreds of thousands and thousands of dollars, so they agree if they don't specify a different sum, that they'll forfeit the sum with the same. Rabotai left out. You have it, you wrote on the text. They didn't want to put the word, they didn't want to put the Beirut. So the Beirut from Tomer was the writer. As if they mamish from the Tower of Hair. They just put a phrase, they didn't make Rambam's Talmud. You see three references in the Rambam's Talmud. Hold on. That was three sons of family. Some Rabbosai left out. You have it, you wrote another text. They didn't want to put the word, they didn't want to put the fairy. For the fairy from some of the school of the writer, as if they remembered from the power of the fairy. They just put this phrase, but not for the fairy, but for the they didn't make a specific reference to the, but they were actually a metabol of Chayim Aleim of fairy. It's by reference. You write it, God, it's a fairy, I'm going to put the fairy. And it was more sanitized, it says, that not for Yifta Bakula. So that not Yifta Bakula. Everyone knows the name Bakula. Then it came to this one, and they left the whole thing out. But the fact that the North Carolina is large, some kind of financial penalty. So it's very, they keep leaving more money, they don't want to use the word payer. But it's really a payer. What's the locker for this payer? Let's discuss what the locker for this payer. I don't know. It's no copyright. What knife was it? I guess the prince made it up on his own. What? Before, yeah. Now notice that Abbasid himself didn't have the word Kerem, did he? Even that in Simon Kess, the original Abbasid here didn't say Kerem, did it? I don't think so. It didn't say the word Kerem. Here it says, here it goes. And Simon Ches on the other side, please. That was Poland. Now comes Ashkenaz. Here this is no joke. This is Sodom Kibu Alei Al Asher Lekayin, the Ches Ches, Kerem Kamer, who was Shin Dal Al Aleph, to the right, so the Knaf Kasem Gunya. Then it says, Baknaf, if it's okay, Bakhem is a Knaf. The Pharisee in this second version. This was Poland. I think the next one is Ashkenaz. I'm not sure which one is which. It doesn't say. I think this is Poland. And this is going to be Ashkenaz. Exactly the Monechonus of Kiel is Poland, Vada, Vashkenaz, Vada. Which one is which? That's the same as Taylor. Oh no, I'm sorry. The first Ashkenaz, I could have sort of that. Ashkenaz is more civil. They didn't have the word Taylor. Poland had the word Poland. The Polish who used it, they knew how to remember. That's Taylor. The second one is Poland. Poland has Taylor. In America, it was so civil. They don't even leave it. They even left out the whole mass of cloud. I should have realized. Reichsklier, the German word, the first one is Ashkenaz, the second one is Poland. What's the Knaz? No, don't give me any money, Polish money was worthless. Kasi and Adunya, they have the garments, they have the jewelry, come on, get it sitting down there, huh? That's what the audience is going on here. Okay, today we say, I don't know, today. Too many problems today. That's the Polish version, yes. I don't want to take the third. The chest has to be shin dollar dollar. Everyone knows what it means. Yeah, we know what it means. But they don't want to spell it out. The word kerem is a tough word. Yeah. They didn't know. The Rosh Hashiva didn't know. You have to say, what? What does that mean for kerem? You can't talk to you. You can't go to the forum to you. You can't do any business to you. You can't do anything. Why can't you do Karen now? We don't do Karen. I would never do Karen now, but I guess why not? Oh, they did it. Where? Woodburn on the front of Karen? You don't use the word Karen, literally.
Use
the word Karen?
The word
Kerem? Did anyone go in? somebody, I automatically say that. I don't believe so. But this is what, oh, hold on a minute. So let's go slow. Let's analyze the tonight piece by piece by piece. Fine. But before I just begin, I had a mind up of the question which I didn't mention last time. A few that were discussed today. What was the shock of the soap? You have a mind of comments. The shock of the soap, they had the fight we discussed last week. When it says that you pay the money, it's not a shock of the bullshit, what's the shock? The shock of the shock is not a made bullshit. And it's told that it's not a river. Not that it's made bullshit. We don't put the point of mind of that, but it's tomorrow. And that's why it's not considered a good one. I just want to tell you what those mind of comments were. We don't have to leave them together. But now the Sma, it also calls him into it, says, it's in the Reish Mem Gimel, that the Rishit Kanye Bey writes the Sma Mitzvah on the table. What does it say? Achosna na yisa, the Malata, the Shatav, the Shatav, the Shatav, the Shatav, the Shatav, the Shatav, the you can't obligate yourself to do anything. Sma on the table. Sma on the table. Doesn't work, doesn't happen. Why? You can only obligate yourself money. You can't obligate yourself to do something. As a matter of fact, Goliath has a whole piece about it in the Oral Midrash that came out. Anyone bought a Queen's Epochine? He had a whole thing in legal leave called specific performance. You know what it was? Specific performance means you have to do a certain thing. I think that's good money. Do something. And how lucky he tried to prove it, there's no such thing. You can't obligate yourself to some kind of financial penalty. I take it back. A financial penalty you can have, but to what? To say I'm going to do something and you force me to do it, you can't. You can't accept upon yourself to do something. When the Chassid says, in the Kabbalah opinion, to marry the girl and the girl marry the boy, neither. This doesn't have any halakhic significance. It doesn't mean anything. That's what the hold on. Doesn't help. That's what the Sma said in Kosher Mishpat, consideration of Gimel, discussing his baby. But the Ramah had a lesson that implied you can't obligate yourself. That is what's going on. But the Aruch HaShulchan here, in Simon Nun, Sif Tafe, is an ingenious idea. And that's true, you can't obligate yourself to marry somebody. You don't obligate yourself to money. But if you marry someone, there are monetary consequences. So when the Chosin pledged to marry the Kala, in effect he pledged the Zayin. Give her money for the duration of the marriage. To give her a present, to pay for the financial obligation. So we translate the obligation to marry in the dollars and cents. In the dollars and cents, the donors, if it's her, she's obligated to work for him. So today, the master is there, tomorrow she is. So that's how it stands in the dollars and cents. But so the ultra pulsionist is allowed to catch her. What do you mean? Only obligated to give a dollar and cents while they're married. If you never marry her, the obligation doesn't get off the ground. It doesn't begin. How do you say he obligates himself to her X dollars? X dollars prior to get married. He backed up an old marriage, so the whole thing just falls apart by itself. So very severe about it. Very severe about it. The pastors can't be true. Also, the first thing is right away, Simon Nun, Sid Pus, Lan, and Gimel, Oak, Alice. Right here, Simon Nun Sif Tafe. Correct. Yeah, but that's presumably you want, but I still said you want to get married. You didn't want to get married ever. Rabosa, where is the source of his parents? So I asked you to look at the Mordechai and Yevamah. It's really how God's Mordechai and Yevamah. In Simon Kuf text. And it's quoted partially by the Beis Shmuel. In Simon Nun Aleph, it's from Yud. Let's turn there now, okay? Simon Nun Aleph, it's from Yud. stone. So the Karen, as I said to you before, its makom is in the Hazot Mordechai for the Karen HaKadmoni. For the Karen HaKadmoni. And the, I'll read it to you from the Dr. Moshe, quoting more specifically, and we'll see it in a short quoted part of it.
Don't do this anymore.
bottom of the page in the Mishnah. So the law of Kayam's are close to the last four lines of the Mishnah. That would be the place. Page, Tadi, a little bit. Everyone have a Shemana? Come on. Everyone has a Shemana? Get out of here.
So the Mishnah, please. There's another one I'll give you over here.
Take it. Ball little. Someone doesn't have the bars. Mm-hmm. They've been doing Alice's project. Come on, guys. I'm reading out the last four, not the last four lines of the page. Page 30 of the day. That's the page number, the standard someone else. Everyone has the place? You're looking inside? It says, the below Kerem Shakosin, the five of the Kerem, they write in Poland. they considered the Takana that they get from Argola, and they estimated it was what, 100 people. We don't require your people, so apparently it was never pervasive, right? That's how the base school thinks it said. It was both first of the Torah of us. But the Nakla Shiva has an incredible verse, which is making it very bitter for all of us. I just feel like that. Maybe. No. Well, yes. Could we have the Nakla Shiva to see the place for the question? But the Nakla Shiva is like this. Why was the famine on the surface? There was probably because of if there already exists a chayim, I can hear this, but why the poems they write that they're in the Talmud, one of those chayim? There already is a chayim. So now, for Shiva, the remarkable explanation, unbelievable explanation. He writes in Simon, on the Simon about Noyim, the various sins, Sif Yud. Sif Yud, Sif present day, someone looked it up in Nakla Shiva, we'll find it on page 21. It's an amazing track. It's unbelievable. That the fact we had set upon ourselves a chayrim to make it easier, not much good. To make it lighter, not heavier. Why? Because it exists on the books of chayrim akil. And a chayrim akil is going to be the part of that guy after 100 people, 30 people look at the problem that we cannot do. So to avoid that, we set upon ourselves a different chayrim. And this new chayrim, you can get out of it by being married to one another. So they're not the people. That's what the Nakla Shiva is an amazing verse. Oh, because when we accept upon ourselves the people, the chayrim of this document, they implicitly be murdered right away before it starts. The chayrim of Hanon. And the chayrim of Hanon be murdered before it starts, you don't have the people. Okay, it's over. I read it to you. Then, Elevadai Kerem Akihilas Moklin Zela Zela Chaskila told him to also my Kishu today should be over the Chazor so it's Tarek Mayor cook something Mayor cook dog I don't know you don't know how many people are happy Ben a Makabal Elevad Kerem Shemitad Akihim Shal Zayn Tarek Mayor Lahati that's the child in came Mukha Mizesh Achayim which is the document and a Torah Achayim Akhilus but Achayim is Tadakinyin and there's no sin of Achayim Akhilus and I explain the differences the nuances between Ashkenaz and Polish different things it goes further. That's the main punchline. Let's see that in a moment. That's the main punchline. Comes out according to the Nakla Shiva. Today, if we don't write, we accept upon ourselves a new chayr, guess what happens? We're stuck with the old chayr. And that's what it sounds like. So I guess the guy who called me up and said, I should have said this to the gate with the Melko one. Oh, the thing, oh, maybe even the old standard is the Melko one or the other 100 people. Maybe. What? The point is that if you don't accept upon yourself a new chair, it's up to the old chair, but they're not the same as well. According to the base school, the chair was only sparked up a color of it. Not mine. But according to the base, the Nakla Shiva wasn't sparked up a color of it. So we undo it for Farish by accepting a different chayim. So if you don't accept a different chayim, you're not undoing it, but it's on the book still. You have any knowledge. No. Once you accept the new chayim, it's considered to put the chayim in the old chayim. But today, it's 1993, we don't accept any chayim, because even here, so you're left with a chayim at that moment. This is serious stuff. Serious stuff. know the Yehuda said the fetch. And the Chayam HaKadoshim is not the man of that. Not only that, he says the Noyim, even in the most strict form of Nusach Tolan, is a blow. What did it say? I read it before. I just remember it being page 21. The text itself is found on page 14. Let's say, no one says, I hereby accept upon myself a chayrus. It's a reporter speaking. It's third person. But the Adam is saying that these two guys accepted upon themselves a chayrus. But it's reporting what happened in the pit. And he's about to tell a sign of it, but some even sign. But they don't sign, hereby accept a chayrus. It's a matter of reporting what happened in the pit. And we know it didn't really happen in the pit. If they really accepted the chayrus, they did. But the fact that it says in the document doesn't make a difference. A, because some say there's no chayrus in the sack, no shluah in the sack. Even the same affair, I hear about the chayrus, write it down. It would be affected, doesn't it? But even if it would be offensive if you want to say, I didn't like that. Kibbutz Kvar. So it's already reported what they did earlier. And earlier they really did nothing. Oh, but there's only one way out. If the Rav reads the Tnoim, that's the minute that the Rav reads the Tnoim. Why? Isn't that a beauty? Because the Rav has the power to impose the Torah. So when he reads that it's a chayr, that's the imposition of a chayr. Wow. Fighting words. And that's the reason. And he writes, it's another Yehuda. Tama, sin, and tama, chet. What about Andra Mot? He reads it out loud, and his hands can be makal of chayr, as if the makabal of the soul is the moment that he says the reads it to noise. Nowadays, some say it's different. Nowadays, they're going to put on a chayrin. Nowadays, people the hospital don't know what the chayrin is talking about, they don't know what it's going to even mean. Nowadays, it's not a flaw. The Baal one second goes further and says, the lust of a knack will issue the chayrin. The chayrin will issue the knack, which was found in certain sanitized verses, didn't have people with the chayrin of favor. That itself is considered a chayrim. How so? By picking up the handkerchief. By picking up the handkerchief, you're in the kabbal of yourself, the chayrim is referred to the chayrim by the chayrim. Not the yisur of the chayrim. But if you look, this is the box. But if you write, box, not the yisur of the chayrim, it's just an expression, it's a bracha. Well, they say it two different ways. One says that it's a bracha. I thought that was a basic. It's a bracha. Like I told you, my house, my wife runs the house totally. She has a check, she doesn't speak that. I don't know anything about money. Baruch Hashem, the Baruch, you should have been a fan of some of the stuff, it's more than some of the stuff. I make it, she spends it. We each have a role. I make it, she spends it. Some of the stuff. That's a Baruch, Baruch Hashem. So if I would want to have an input into what, tell me, show them, show them. But if I wanted to, so the business club, one time. Everything out. We have five